This is episode 4, right? Yes.
I love the bit we do where we don't know what number it is and what the name of
the podcast is. The name of the podcast is Dead Zone the Podcast.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Ugh.
If I have to sit down, Mr. Wintergreen again, and re-record all of the intros and outros, that poor old man sat on that stool. He's frail. I don't know if he's got it in him. So, Rob, let's just do it right. Let's just start again and say the podcast right, because Mr. Wintergreen cannot go through.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. And I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the late October episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. In this episode, we look at updated miniature pictures that have come out since the last podcast. As always, you can check out all the pictures at deadzonegame.podbean.com, and you can follow along with us. Special thanks to David Simmons of the Mantic Madness group on Facebook for providing some of the pictures for this show. Please go join the group. It's a great place for everything Mantic. Now on to the show.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Dead Zone Podcast. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
He's just walking into the room. He's making his dramatic entrance.
Ta-da!
Just an update on some new models, checking out some new stuff, and some news. And Jack has a big announcement.
I'm the dry one.
We'll start off with some shout-outs to some people that have made acquaintances with us. Let's say hi to Mantic Radio from the Ohio Hammer podcast group. Hi, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
And
I like your stuff. I listen. I'm a fan.
We also want to do a shout-out to Joshua Mann, a good friend of the show. He's RedFox4242 on Twitter. Follow him. Good guy. Lots of cool miniatures.
Our first fan on Twitter. And I think he's had some nice things to say, and I think I thank Josh for his input.
Josh. I'm all buddy-buddy with Josh. His name's Joshua.
Oh, I do apologize if I got a little familiar.
I don't know. Maybe they call him Josh. I don't know. What am I? I call him Red Fox.
Red Fox, I'm coming to you.
Louise.
Okay.
And we'd also like to thank David Simmons on Facebook. It's David, S-Y-M-O-N-D-S. Follow him on Facebook. He's provided a lot of pictures for this episode because we're fans of the Mantic group on Facebook and had a lot of great pictures there. So that's what we're going to be looking at, a lot of his pictures today. He did a nice trip to Mantic and took some really cool pics. So on to the pictures.
Yes, like past episodes, we have the pictures on the website. Please go there. Look at them. Follow along with us. We'll say what ones we're on, and they'll be in order. And you just you look. We talk. It works out just fine. Just don't rock the boat. Just go with it.
Deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures. This is episode 4. You'll see those ones. And we'll start off with some Enforcer picks here. Looking good. These are some painted pictures right from Mantic of the Enforcers. Very dark color scheme. Very black.
You know, the color palette of the Enforcers we looked at a couple episodes ago, they were very blue and white, very cold, and I really liked them, but I've got to say, they've got some gold, some grays.
I do like the decals, kind of. They look like you got some extra color.
Yeah, someone really took the time to hit every bit of the model that had, you know, little accents, little bits, they really took the time to showcase them. And I enjoy that. I don't think I could paint that well.
I'm definitely trying to figure out my color scheme for my Enforcers. I think it's going to be white with black and red. Like, they're like the colors that go together. You can't fight that those are good colors. Like, and then do like highlights for different squads, for different insignia. This one seems to have a lot of yellow on it. I'll do that for
the gold is a brilliant turn. It's something I wouldn't have thought of, and no one else we've seen has decided. And it looks official. It looks.
I like how they also do. I love how they do the ink in the lines to make it to identify each plate on the armor. I always like when people do that. Got to learn how to do that, good.
Or well.
Whatever. English. There's a better picture of the one. Looks like the leader of some sort. He's got a big star on his chest. Looking good. I like the proportion of them, too. It's not... They're not like a certain other space group. I think I've discussed that before. They're not stocky. They look like real guys in real armor.
Right, right.
Oh, there's a guy with a big flamer.
Now, is this another Mr.
Yeah, these are all David Simmons pictures when he went to Mantic there. Great pictures.
Again, look, that's the grays and blacks, this like a bluish gray, but there's this gold on the breastplate, and there's just a lot of detail. I like the masks,
too. Like the...
Yeah, I'm seeing detail that I have not seen before on the models with those.
Yeah, they stepped it up with the painting on these ones for sure. On to a Plague Terraton with a Plague Horde, I think they're called, a big group of Plague guys. Look at the coloring, though. Once again, a little more like what you like, a little green.
That's what I was eyeballing for what I thought would be mine. But
first, looks much pink still, though, too. But
no, but you know what? That works for me. Right there, that works for me. I might not even paint mine now. Like, that shames me right there. The level
of... Are you just backpedaling because you're saying how good you're going to paint them? Is this a backpedal?
Everyone look at the Terraton, which now we've determined is a turtle.
Yes.
Not so much a lizard, but a turtle-like dragon creature. And even that the worms and the rat plague.
Thingy, yeah.
It's a
little busy for me. Like, it's hard to identify each individual thing in there, I think.
But, man, did someone really do a fantastic job. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably one of the best paint jobs I've seen on a...
Yeah, look at the... Like the
on a miniature in a long time.
Yeah, really good paint jobs. Because look at the transition in colors, like, even on the same plate. Like, I still don't like the pink, but I do like the bony greenness. It looks like diseased bone. It looks cool.
And another problem is that's that green part up top with the shoulders, the face, everything. That is what I was looking for. That's what I had envisioned in my mind.
And now you're like, oh god,
yeah,
like,
no, I'll do that. The bar's been set too high. I'm gonna have to. It's gonna be eraser pink. I think that's. I'm just gonna get a spray can of hot pink and just go to town. There's no way I can compete with that.
Well, at least. It's all a highlight. It looks like they did green, and then they highlighted it with bone.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool.
Or washed with green, which, you know, no one ever mentioned they were going to do that, you know, just earlier today. That's what they wanted to do. But, hey, you know, don't dwell on that.
Onto a Marauder.
And at no point could you just say, hey, when we're recording later on, I'm going to show you something, and they washed with a nice green, and
they're going to make at least you didn't buy it.
That's true. I only did a price check. Never mind.
I didn't remember it being like that. But onto the Marauders, our favorite group. Here's a Marauder in a Ripper suit. Once again, great armor, great look. I just hate the head.
The cartoonish orc, yeah. Stereotypical head.
Replace it with like a Cthulhu head, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice...
I like the rust, though. I like the rust on the actual armor.
They threw some coppery tones and they weathered it up pretty good.
Looks, here's a goblin artillery piece. I always like vehicles. It's kind
of
cool.
You are a fan of the vehicle, and I'm a fan of the goblin. I liked the model look.
Here's a better shot of it.
It's nice looking.
I like the goggles.
Yeah, he looks just silly enough sitting in there.
And I like how it's not like it doesn't look like an artillery piece. It looks like some space gun. Like it doesn't. I don't like it when it looks like a World War II piece in space. Right? Like this looks like a legitimate piece of equipment.
It's the machine itself, the vehicle itself looks all business and he looks silly sitting in it. And I like that. I like that juxtaposition. It's, and again,
I'm not crazy on the silly models,
but as one small group of silly models in amongst a lot of very detailed, high quality models stands out and makes me smile a bit.
Oh, here's the rest of the goblins. Oh, and there's your What are they called?
Mob Easts,
yeah. They're
fantastic, but right in front, we didn't know. We only saw a conceptual drawing of the front center, the goblin, with the prancing, with the rifle over his head.
I forgot, that's him, man.
Look at him. I never thought he would
make... They look just like the drawings, don't they? Both of them.
I did not think he would make the final cut, because he was just so cool.
And this guy looks like he's just running around with a bomb on his back.
It looks like he's just... They've put a bomb on his back and said, go... They tied it to him, it looks like.
And the paint job is amazing.
Well, the Mob Easts, again, I would not have gone... It's like a greenish...
Metallic kind of, though, too.
Well, because it is a robotic lion with a chainsaw tongue, and really, I would have gone with like a chromey, silvery look. But I think I'm being shamed that it's just very greeny, very... very coppery.
Yeah. Like aged copper.
But it looks like they painted their entire army in one kind of type of...
Here's a different paint scheme, though. Here's someone else obviously painting these ones. Look at the Mob Easts in this one. They look much more like lions.
They look like not colored like lions, but like alien lions with the metallics for the teeth.
This is a much more GW paint scheme on this one. Much more colorful.
Yeah.
Straight up colors. I like the more muted colors personally, but...
It does look like something you would see from, like, it's probably the same palettes, the same paints. Very, very cartoonish, very comic book.
Yeah.
And like, certainly good.
Like, oh, well done. I just, not my thing. Like, it's the Suicide Girls of paint schemes right here.
Oh, yeah, Suicide Girls. Yeah, not my thing.
It is my thing, but these ones aren't. But, yeah, so that's a different... It's good that you can paint them wherever you like, right?
Oh, yeah. And as an army, as a military, like, when you put that on a board.
Well, here it is. These are those models on a board, and they look much better on a board, not just on a white screen. They look much better on a board.
And you can see, like, that looks impressive. And as long as the whole bunch, all the models look the same.
Yeah, that's the key. Keep a uniform within your army. You don't want some of them look like this and some look like the other ones.
Yeah. No. And that... Why not? And if it's going to be fun to play, it's going to be fun to...
Flip to the next picture. This is an awesome looking...
You did. I stopped mid-sentence. Look at that. That is a Marauder
model. I assume that's a Marauder. He looks like a Marauder. He's awesome.
He's got...
Marauder Grunt is the title of it, but he looks awesome. Now that, if they all look like this, that's different. That head is awesome.
It looks, it's not the cartoony, big-jowled, funny, hey, I'm an orc, yeah. I'm supposed to be the bad guy, but I'm not scary. That is it looks like the Abomination slash the Hulk slash...
I like his freckles.
Yeah.
And look at his muscle, like, that's an awesome model. Look at that changes my mind about orcs right there. Look at I like the angular armor on him, and he looks amazing. If the rest of the orcs look this good... Or if you get the choice of this kind of head for the rest of Morks, this might change everything.
That would be a game changer in my mind. Because
that looks amazing.
I wouldn't mind fielding models that didn't look like it was a...
That's
was
totally different.
A childish Halloween decoration rather than something that looked menacing. That does look menacing.
Yeah, they look like Matt. You're right. They look like Halloween masks. This guy looks like a freaking killer.
He looks like a monster.
That's pretty amazing. I hope it's for Dead Zone. they're just like, no, that was for some other game we made.
Yeah.
Back to the regular orcs, the Ripper suits.
Couple Ripper suits. You see the artillery piece with the goblin in the background. They've gone a chromey, or they've gone a silvery chromey that I would have chosen for armor.
Yeah, gunmetal like almost.
Gunmetal, but worn and weathered, a little rusty.
I like the weathering. I wonder if they used weathering or they do that themselves. So you can get weathering washes.
Yeah, I've always had to weather myself, but I know it's there cool are looking. Washes.
Oh, and there's the general with his goblin sniper buddy.
Sniper team, the one prancing about with the rifle over. That's a nice model.
It's a fun little model. I like the general, I just don't like his face.
Yeah, yeah. The hands are a bit too oversized. Mm-hmm. I think it's a transition. I think with an entire army, and if you had some of the one that we saw that was awesome, and then some that were very out of proportion, very cartoonish, you could probably, if they all were painted similarly, you would be able to see a cohesive army out of that. But I would prefer to have more of the a little more
grunt,
natural looking. That grunt, a little more like real.
Here's a whole group of them again, and I don't like the. There's the grunt in the background.
Yeah, and he stands out even in the background. His color, his
He's a little because he's faded. Like he's not just goblin green. He's a little faded colors.
They stepped it up. They probably did a few more, you know, dry brushes all the way up.
He's awesome.
Yeah, the colors they chose, his look.
So you just have grunts and mob beasts in your army, in your Gumbarada army, it'd be pretty cool.
If I had an army of mob beasts and grunts.
Oh, and those goblin snipers.
Call me a Marauder fan. Right there.
Yeah,
call
me a Marauder. Some of the models fan. Are great, and then some of the models are just a little let down. I don't like the caps they have, like the, I don't know what the name of those caps are, but.
Yeah.
Military cap. I don't like those guys.
No. Okay, well, that was the recap of some of the new and improved pictures we've seen from the Marauders and
Enforcers.
And the Enforcers. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take a small commercial break, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to be seeing what?
Looks like we're going to look at the rest of the models, the new mercenaries that we haven't seen much of, and I think we got some Rebs and other groups coming in.
I didn't even know they were mercenaries, so I'm looking forward to after this break. Come on back.
We will now take a moment for an important message.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to laugh.
Bastrow!
Hoy there, dirigible.
It's a gavel. A haunted gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast.
So, welcome back, and we're going to start talking about the mercenaries.
We've moved on to what looks like a plague someone.
He's a merc. He actually looks a little bit like a predator. He's a mercenary you can take in your army. And he's like Boba Fett mixed with a predator, I think. That'd be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I thought all the jagged bits were some bones and some stuff from
fur. Like a fur-lined coat.
With a helmet.
His name is Blaine, by the way.
Blaine?
He's got a gun. It looks cool. It's a mercenary. You can see the marauders and the enforcers fighting in the background. He's just like, la-di-da-di-da. It's kind of, for the game, there can be mercenaries you can hire into your army, which just help out, but they don't gain experience, they don't help towards victory and things like that. They're just there to add some support.
Some support. And I'm guessing that once you have an army they've been designed so that some have weaknesses, some have strong points. And at some point when you're thinking, I'm always so weak on this.
I need a little speed or I need a little more firepower.
Exactly. I'm a trudging hand-to-hand. I got to make up distance. There's a mercenary that can sprint. Yeah. There's a mercenary that can shoot, you know, which adds a nice little mixing it up a bit, especially if you're only playing with a group of, say, two or three people. Yeah, if you want to throw something in there to kind of spice things up.
Yeah. So next up, we got... I think his name's Hellfather. He's, I don't know if he's part of the dwarf faction or a merc, or he could be both. But look at this. He's in powered armor. Notice this is his feet. He's on stilts. Because he stands beside his two revs. So he makes him up to be the right height because he's on stilts. Because he's a dwarf.
That is a... the paint job is reds and purples and blues and very garish. But that is a showpiece model. You can tell... Now, I'm guilty of, they've dry brushed with yellow on the red, and I love doing that myself. That's.
You like the Hellfather there.
That is an excellent model if you want to break free of what you're accustomed to, especially if it's a merc. He doesn't have to match anything else.
I believe he's a merc. I think he is.
And you can, someone decided that they were going to make him stand out, they were going to go wild, and they did.
Yeah, he's standing beside two Rebs, and he definitely looks unique. Next one, we got the Survivor, which he's one of my favorite models, actually, next to the Hellfather there. Survivor He's just cool. I like his domed head. He just looks cool.
Now, this is another Mr. Simmons shot because Simons.
Yep, Mr. Simons. Yeah, this is right from Mantic.
Because,
yeah, he's cool looking. I like the look of the survivor, his name is.
Very greens, earth colors.
I'm not sure about the color tone. I just like the model.
But I would think that on a board that has, say, the greenish tones of a nature, like, he would blend in. Because
more camouflage,
you would think he was supposed to blend in a combat situation, which looks nice beside
the garish red,
the gold helmet, the big, and it's a nice combination. Those two side by side, one that's supposed to be blending in and a little bit of subterfuge, a little bit of sneaking, and someone who's in powered armor with a massive gun, and they don't need to be hidden anywhere.
There's another awesome merc. Mohawk, knife. These models, I just love the look of them all. It looks like he stole a enforcer armor and ripped off the arms and helmet. And
yeah, he's kind of wearing patched piecemeal armor. A dynamic pose. He's got a combat knife hoist up over his head, and he's got a machine gun, and it's an action pose. Certainly not like a stagnant... supposed to be lined up in rows and rank and file with other models. There's a definite, like, he's a lone model for sure.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Like him. And there's a bunch of the mercs together.
So we have
Stabby McStabs a lot. The dwarf in the background there. The survivor in the middle. Someone's in the back. I can't tell him. I think this is the Judd One. That's the Judd One. I'm not sure. That one might be one of those calamari guys. But look at the size of that gun on the robed one. His legs are all, like, alien.
The picture, because there's so many models in the pictures. Yeah, it's hard to tell. Yeah, it's even zoomed in, it's difficult. And now, of course, all our listeners at home are following along with us. This is an interactive show, people. You gotta follow along with us for now anyways.
Deadzonegame.podbean.com. Check out the pics.
Yeah, so without that, sure, we're entertaining. Don't get me wrong. We're entertaining guys, but... Right now, you follow along with us in the pictures, and I know it's a little difficult to tell, but it looks like a guy riding the back of a creature.
No, I think that's two separate models. That's somebody with a gun behind him.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because I can see the base right in there. The back. Okay, never mind.
This guy's just got two guns, I think. Yeah, it's the picture's a little rough.
But like I was saying, with so many models, it's hard to tell in the picture, but please just follow along, and we'll do our best to...
Here's that Calamari guy. Better picture him.
Fantastic black and purple.
Oberon, it looks like his name is. With this, like, squiddy stuff going on. Ninja-like. And that's the leader of the Rebs on that side.
Yeah, and with the standing on the box kind of pose but that leaders have.
He's pretty cool. He's looking cool. Looks like a ninja.
Yeah, and you can see in the background multiple models all the way back
into distance.
Good into picture. The distance, and it's a nice picture. It's someone who knows how to take a picture. It's framed properly. Your eye follows along in the circle it's supposed to.
It's like that guy's about to shoot the girl. She doesn't even know he's there. Oh, here's that other one. It's a better picture of him. That's a cool picture, too, because he's over top of a bunch of marauders, and then some reps sneak up behind the marauders even.
And I love the bluish color, the turquoise colors, the paint job with the yellow and black. It's a nice...
It's Wrath of Judcam, I suppose his name is. And I like his two guns. He's cool looking. I like the black and the yellow for his robe. That's cool.
And that's an interesting alien model for not just as a merc, but as if they are in the future looking to expand and make a faction that is... That's an interesting looking alien. It's got a like a metallic mouth breathing apparatus, but it's a nice original looking model.
And we're now onto the Rebs.
Rebs, which
maybe we'll take a short break right here just to hit up on the Mantic, and we'll be right back. We'll talk about the Rebs.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack Fike and Rob Harper. Dead Zone is the tabletop game from Mantic Games. Please visit them at manticgames.com.
That Mantic commercial, a tear in my eye every time.
Well, Wintergreen, he's a great spokesman. So anyways, these red models, these are finally we're seeing some of the finished models of the ones we had just the previews of before.
Yeah, some of these we only either saw a computer, when we first reported on them, they were either the computer-generated sketches or a unpainted model itself.
So they're looking at the girl with the rocket launcher and the guy loading it for her, the alien guy who should be using the rocket launcher. She must be stubborn. She must be the one shooting the gun. Yep, we got, I'm not sure about the blue paint scheme on the alien, but, you know, yeah, it's all right. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
The shark, the hammerhead shark guy. Girl looks cool.
Yep. Pretty standard stuff.
Yep, pretty standard, but that's more, the Rebs. Here's some of the more crazy Reb models.
Yes. The leader one we've seen
multiple times, yeah.
It's the one before now. I don't know which show it was when we last described him, but we only saw what was, again, a sketch, the rendering, and...
Yep, big Reb with the wings.
The wings, the
clawed feet.
Avian clawed feet.
He looks good, though.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not sure about, once again, I'm not sure about the coloring, but look, with the white wings, he almost looks like an angel.
I was going to say, I would not have gone that direction, but it...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dimension. It opened up new possibilities to a model that I thought, well, obviously those wings aren't feathered, so they're going to be black like a bat's.
Or I'd like to see the back of them. I don't know if we've ever seen the back, but I wonder if they're mechanical wings or are they actually his wings.
Don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out for sure. He's cool looking, though. I like him. A big tail. That's why I like the Rebs. They got great selection.
You can put a Reb model in any race, anything. Just throw it in there. Easily expand the Rebs.
Yeah, for sure. Here's just a overhead view of all the Rebs. And you can see with their drone. I like how tall the drone flight staff on it is there. It's huge.
On the far left, we see the Terraton. Yep. Which,
look how big he is compared to everybody else.
Is a massive model. Moving over, you can see our winged friend. We can see some of the other rotors,
the human Rebs. Over here, we got that Jed 1 Doctor. He looks good there.
On the far right, a very stretched out, elongated alien, but humanoid. And again, if you were to field an army that looks like that, the paint job is very... It looks like it belongs. All the models look, they belong in the same universe.
It's yeah, even nice. Though they're like ragtag Rebs, they all look good.
Yeah, that's a good point. They are ragtag Rebs. From different races, and they should have the ability to have a bunch of different varieties, but it looks like they're all from the same universe.
Here's a great shot of the Rebs, the original Rebs here. We're surrounded by a bunch of plagues.
Yeah, we've moved on to a picture that has a plague surrounding the Rebs. Again, the plague.
They're the old school white and pink
plague. White and pink, bony, and...
great models, though.
Great models. Oh, And now at this point, they're already talking about shipping, and Mantic's talking about shipping in early November, so...
Yeah, that's the big news, early November instead of December.
What we're seeing now, that's got to be production. They've got to be producing right now. So
oh, yeah.
They're... That, in the plague, the bony breastplates, the sinew, the musculature, the everything about it, that's a finished production piece.
Yeah, that's nice.
The carapaces...
And all the Rebs, too, look great.
Like, gorgeous models.
The humans look cool, and then all the aliens, they look great.
And this must be for a war, instead of like a...
this is probably in the book, or cover even, maybe even. Or...
But also, the board they have there is not for a 3x3-inch mat thing.
No, like definitely a diorama.
They've went diorama with that picture, and it looks fantastic.
They went diorama all over that picture.
All up and down that bitch. And I'm going to say that again, whoever took that photograph really framed it properly, really organized it properly, and if that's the...
If that's the quality we're looking at here, it's not too bad.
No, not at all.
So that's all the pictures of the new stuff. As we said, the shipping in November now instead of December, which is great.
We'll have... we've had to move up our shows a little bit. We've had to... we're going to reschedule a bit in that regard because... Hey, things are moving fast, and we want to make sure everyone's up to speed. We want to make sure that everyone's keeping on track, that we're entertaining people, and that you don't forget about us.
Yep. Follow us on all of our places to follow us. We'll have all the links after this. And see you next time for some discussion of the rules and the terrain, finally.
Finally, the terrain. That's what I've been looking forward to. Well, thank you again. My name is Jack.
I'm Rob. Have a good one.
Here is your host, Rob, to tell you how to contact us here at the Dead Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Wintergreen. You can listen to us on our website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. You can email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Join us next time for some more of the Dead Zone Podcast.
So, if you're enjoying this wonderful podcast, and you'd like some more similar funny, where can you find that, Jack?
We do have another podcast. It's called the Finland Old Time Radio. Podbean.com. It was found at Finland Old Time Radio. Podbean.com because it's called Finland Old Time Radio.
Hence the name.
It was a good catch on the old Earl to get that one.
It wasn't that hard.
You'd think everyone would have snatched that one up.
It just rolls off the tongue, that's for sure. Nice and short, too.
Finland Old Time Radio.
.podbean.com.
Yes.
It's only like 30-some-odd characters.
Really? You could tweet that.
Barely. Yes, believe me. Finland OTR. Check it out. See me try to tweet our podcast name.
On FinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com?
That's the one. Bringing old-time radio to the 21st century.
With style. Jazz. I think just as a, an FU. No, they go unpainted.
No matter what, they're always just unpainted. Or everything but their skin. Their skin's a base. We didn't even, like, even paint, tape them off so the primer doesn't even get on the skin. Or headless. Because it's going to be all separate. Just make them all headless. Actually, I have tons of little heads from other miniatures. We could put human heads on the orcs. Human heads on all the orcs.
That would be awesome because the one general we saw, he had like an awesome
He looked cool.
Coat affair on. He looked very.
Also, I think I don't think I have enough, but I have some squid heads, like little octopus heads. Like I think I only have like probably 4 or 5 of them because it's the one kit I had. It just didn't have. Like, it gave you an option of heads, but it didn't have enough of those squid guys. Otherwise, I would have made a whole army of squid guys. Because that would be cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it didn't. I wonder if you can buy them separate. I don't think so. I know some companies just buy sell heads.
Create the Cthulhu Corps?
There is actually a Cthulhu in the Dead Zone universe. There is Cthulhu. I don't know what their names are, but they got.
I know, because the one hero from the Dreadball is.
Like it's a team of Dreadball, those guys. Well, that's what I say. Like, they're like, oh, there's going to be more human factions for Dead Zone? And they're like, why? We have so many aliens to make more factions. Why would we make another human faction? We have some humans in the Rebs, and we have the Corporation. You don't need another human faction.
No. No. I think they cover anything in between those two. But you could. It would be cool to see those squid guys as a. Like, I think that those were. If the captain miniature that we saw. Was kind of like the
MVP for the Deadville?
Yeah, if that was the median of what the models, you know, visually would look like, give them some of your favorite dynamic poses and put some armor on them and like some give them a gun.
Yeah,
I think it'd be a very nice addition.
Well, they also have those the vermine, the rats that like that's a big one that they don't have yet. Sci-fi rat people would be kind of cool. Who was it in the...
Trying to be nice.
You don't like rats? You like rats.
Oh, I loved the Skaven when they were in the...
Yeah, they're just Skaven, but it's... But not in sci-fi. I don't think... Are the Skaven in 40K? I don't think they are. Probably. I'm sure they're in there somewhere, but...
They got eradicated
in the 20,000 years or 40,000 years, whatever it's been since...
They built a better mousetrap.
But there's also, like, in the Rebs, you see all those other aliens. They were the rebel versions. There's probably real versions, too, right, of all those.
If those are the outcasts, the misfits, the mercenary types, there's got to be a homeworld that's going, like, hey, listen, we're not like that.
Or they're even worse.
Okay, well.
You know, like.
You are a speciesist. You're a xenophobe.
They said that the Jed one, we've only seen the medic, who's part of the Rebs.
Yeah.
They're actually, like, kind of space ninja-y, kind of Asian influence, but ninja-y. So, like, very stealthy and things like that. I guess that's how the Dreadball team plays, too. It's like. So there's all these, like, they're all going to have their. As you have to do with factions, they have to have a theme, kind of. Like, it is kind of species, because everybody should be able to do everything, kind of thing, but. You know.
Yeah.
They have to have something, right?
And the good thing is that the Marauders. Any new species that you want to add in, just a cool looking miniature. Well, new Marauder.
Or Reb, you mean.
Or, yeah, a new Reb. Just throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the card for him, and, yeah. Hey, that's a pretty neat miniature. Yeah, so we just threw him into the Rebs. That's it.
You don't have to do a whole faction for now.
No, you don't need to do a whole faction. You could.
Pretty easy to add groups to it.